can help you out. Tell you who to start at QB, make you the king of fantasy. Check out the matchups. Now use all the experts and our tools at the FanDuel Manual. The Manual.
Week 8, we're back. It's the FanDuel Manual, a monumental week. I'd like to first point out, Doug, I don't think that you've passed the stone yet, but I think you did pass the milestone in this league, which is finally getting a win on Chris Cowan. First of all, Doug, I would like to ask you to talk a little bit about how you feel about last week's performance, and then tell us a little bit about the website.
Sure. Kind of a bittersweet week for me. I was very excited to finally get a win, and I also beat Chris in our own head-to-head fan duel, which made me feel
very good.
But on the other side of that is the kidney stone has pretty much debilitated me, so kind of a so-so week. But if you want to go to the website, FanDuelManual.com, we have contests on there. We have the spreadsheet. We have all our picks. And we also have the steal or lock of the week, which I did pick Matt Forte. That pretty much saved my week, picking that guy. And he was my lock of the week last week.
Yeah, he did a great job. I don't know how he's going to do without Cutler this week. Hopefully well. Chris, you have the same record as the Denver Broncos.
That was actually my line. You stole my, that was my big line for the podcast.
Oh.
Start the podcast over.
Nothing to be ashamed of. It wasn't a great week.
I was just going to say, no, it wasn't, but I feel like, you know, I feel like I'm still the best by far, much like the Broncos.
Just like the Patriots.
Every now and then we're all human, and sometimes we have a bad week, like the Broncos.
Okay.
And what I'm hoping right now is that you two don't know how to respond to this, because I'm comparing myself to the Broncos. So is this like a compliment or an insult? I don't even know.
Yeah. Well, my response would be, it's sad that you, number one, we all picked Nick Foles, so we kind of all lost. Then you lost.
It's a bad week, I'm not going to lie.
Then you didn't even get into the expert league. And then the New England Patriots lost.
Yeah, it was a bad week of football for Chris Cowan.
Yeah. For me personally, I did not, Doug beat me, you know, straight up, he beat me. In the expert league, though, my team scored 110 points. Doug in our regular league scored 98.8. So I'm excited the fact that the less money I spend, the better my team does. I might be taking that into this week's picks. But for everyone listening, of course, we're doing the same thing, the FanDuel format. Is the 60K tonight, Carolina and Tampa, or as we're recording, I think the game is, I think it was a massacre when I last looked at it.
Super Bowl preview.
Pardon me?
The Super Bowl preview is the Thursday night game.
Oh, yeah. Right. Also on bye are the Bears, the Chargers, the Colts, the Ravens, the Texans, and the Titans. So there are quite a few teams that are out of this. FanDuel does the fantasy football qualifier. It's like a trip to Vegas. It's like a dollar to enter. Anywhere from $1 to $25 to enter, you get a trip to Vegas, a chance to win $1 million. That's the format that we're going with. As always, if you have your questions, email us at FanDuelManual@gmail.com or hit us on Twitter at FanDuelManual. All right, let's kick it off with quarterbacks. I don't know who wants to start. Last time we started, Chris started, and we all kind of followed suit. It didn't really go great. I would say it went probably as bad as it could possibly go.
Horrible. I'll start.
All right.
Yeah, the Nick Foles experiment, I think we maybe thought ourselves a little bit on that, but I think a lot of the experts were saying, pick him up in leagues, he's going to be the starter from the year on out. I think a lot of people were excited about him, but that really turned out poorly. So this week I went with a little bit safer of a bet. I spent a little bit of money, and I'm going with Drew Brees. He's playing the Bills. They've allowed 6 touchdowns in the last 2 weeks, and that was to Dalton and Tannehill. And the Saints are coming off a bye week. They're at home. And I know that Jimmy Graham's a little hurt, but I think he's going to find a way to put up some pretty impressive numbers.
Yeah, overall, yeah, I like that pick quite a bit. I actually try to get Manning on my team. But overall, the top projected scores are going to be Peyton Manning and then basically tied with Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees. Overall, the best bargains are Peyton Manning and then very risky Michael Vick followed by Eli Manning, rock solid Eli Manning. Chris, who did you choose?
I, for a long time when I was setting up this team, I had Brady in there. I think that Brady's value is probably lower than it's been in years. I almost went there. I feel like he's due to have a good week, more comfortable with Gronkowski, so I do want to throw out that potential suggestion. But in the end, I saved a little bit more money, and I went with Michael Vick, the Eagles quarterback. Yeah, playing home against the Giants. Giants obviously having a pretty bad year. I know their defense isn't horrible, but it's not what it used to be. And I think Vick is kind of dying to get back out there. And I think he's due for some points. I'm going with Michael Vick.
All right. I toyed with putting Vick in my lineup for a little while. And then I came to my god dang senses.
Okay.
No, I did. I had a...
I went with Terrell Pryor.
There was... I did not.
Voice of reason. What'd you do?
I didn't even think about it. I did look at Michael Vick. I think he's... for 8,000, he's projected at 22.3. The other person I was really trying to make work was Peyton Manning. He's projected way above everyone else at 29. But I ended up going with Colin Kaepernick. He's 8,600. He's projected at 19.1. He finally got kind of back to what made him special last year, which is running the ball. And I think he has the gift that keeps on giving, which is the Jacksonville Jaguars this week. And although they are not, it says it's at Jacksonville, and Jacksonville's technically the home team, they are playing in London. I think that Kaepernick is probably going to be the only guy that anybody knows over there. My apologies to our European followers, but I think that most people there are going to be excited to watch Kaepernick play, and I think he's going to have a, I hope he has a big game. I think if he keeps keeps up what he did last week, we're looking at a lot of rushing yards. So I went with Kaepernick. Now, running back, I did what Chris did last week for running back.
Well, that worked out great.
Well, no, Lacy wasn't bad. I went with...
No, it was. We did.
I went with the number one overall, or the number one and the number two overall best bargains, and Eddie Lacy and Noshawn Moreno. Eddie Lacy as the number one overall bargain. It's a division game against Minnesota. There's some banged up wide receivers. Also, it's worth noting that Minnesota has given up the most fantasy football points on average to opposing running backs. And then at Noshawn Moreno as a second overall bargain, the Redskins have given up the third most overall points to running back, so I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like, especially with how they're priced, it's going to be, those are the two best bargains that let me spend a little bit in other places. Doug, who are your running backs?
I also went with Eddie Lacy. I think that is a very good bargain at that price. You know, the running back situation in the NFL is pretty dicey right now, to say the least. So there's not that many that you can count on. They're either switching off with another back or not really putting up great numbers. I think Lacy at least is the primary back Like the, you said, the Vikings are not good against the run. And he got 5 catches out of the backfield last week, so hopefully he'll start getting more catches as well. So I went with Lacy. And then I did look at Moreno. I think that's a good pick. I just decided to go in a different direction. I went with Frank Gore. And
the reason I went with Gore,
first of all, obviously playing the Jacksonville Jaguars, but the 49ers are running again. That seems to be their bread and butter. They tried to get a little cute with Kaepernick at the beginning of the year, and now they're just going back to, you know, their bread and butter where they just pound it, and I don't think they'll have any issues doing that against Jacksonville. And he's very good in the red zone. So with running backs, you kind of need the touchdowns because nobody's getting a ton of yards, so you need players that are going to get in the end zone. So that's why I went with Frank Gore.
Yeah, he had a monster week last week, and, yeah, like you said, it's the Jacksonville Jaguars. Chris, hit me with your running backs.
Yeah, before I say that, I want to just give you guys credit for really bringing it with the facts and the stats and the info. I feel this was very helpful to me and to all of our listeners so far.
Thanks, Chris.
Sure.
Chris, with I'd that, like to thank you week one through six for giving us expert knowledge.
Yeah, we've learned a lot from you.
We had a good run, didn't we? The first running back that I went with was Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush is at home against the Cowboys in a big NFC game. Bush last week actually had 20 carries along with his receptions that he will pretty much get every week. If they're going to give Reggie Bush that many touches, especially against an opponent like this, I feel like if they're going to win, they're going to win with Reggie Bush and Calvin Johnson and their stars. So I feel like he's going to be a huge part of the offense this week. It's a big game, and I think he's going to bring it. So I went Reggie. He was sort of like the first running back below the elite tier there at about $1,000 less than McCoy. So I thought that he was pretty comparable to McCoy, and for $1,000 less, I thought he was a pretty good value there. And then I, like Doug, went with Frank Gore. Gore has just been getting, he's a total workhorse this year, and as we all know, they're playing the Jacksonville Jaguars. I know we bash these poor guys every week, but if they go up, they're going to run the ball. I will say that I was so confident in San Francisco running the ball against Jacksonville that I even contemplated drafting Kendall Hunter at an extremely low value to start them, by the way. I think that they're going to run the ball so damn much.
To hawk some of those. Yeah. Not going to lie, it took me quite a bit of restraint to back off all the innuendos that you threw out in that last round with bashing and Bush and nice touches and scores. But I think those are two nice picks, Chris. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Doug. At wide receiver, you get to choose 3 of them. Who you got?
What, this is a new format we're going
with? Yeah, what a twist.
Oh, my gosh, I'm going to need some time.
What do you mean?
So for my 3 receivers, the first one that I went with is my bargain. You got to have one really low guy if you want to get good players on the rest of your team and hope that it goes well. I went with Golden Tate. He's playing at Seattle, or at St. Louis, sorry. And, you know, he's still the primary, pretty much, receiver there. And he was only $5,000. So that leaves me a lot of money to play with my other wide receivers. Yeah, play with, Brendan. It's not an innuendo. Just talking about football here. So Golden Tate, I think, has potential to do good, and only $5,000, I think that's a potential steal. The next one I went with is Eric Deckard. I was reading up on him. Yeah, he had a monster week last week, but he's second in the league in receiving yards. You know, you always think of him as an afterthought when you talk about Welker and Demaryius Thomas, but he has more receiving yards than them. He has more targets than all of them, so at $6,500 against, you know, the Redskins.
Is that right?
That is also a great steal.
That's very surprising. He's projected. He's also the number one overall bargain.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then
6,500 projecting at 17. So yeah, number one, dollars per point, best bargain.
So then I had a little bit of money to spend, so I went with Dez Bryant. I went back and forth between Calvin Johnson and Dez Bryant. I know they had that argument this week, and I was trying to figure out in their mental health who's going to do better. But I think Dez Bryant, because what he said and the shit he got for it, I think that he is going to Romo and him are going to try and do good to show everybody that he is as good as Calvin Johnson, even though I don't believe that. And also teams that have been going against Dallas, their number one receiver has not been doing very well. So when I put it together, I maybe made a mistake, but I think Dez Bryant or Calvin Johnson is a good decision. But I went with Dez Bryant on this one.
Yeah, either of those guys are going to be big time.
And for my fourth wide receiver, only three this week. Only three. Sorry.
Oh, I see what's happening now. Chris, why don't you go ahead and tell us who your wide receivers are?
All right. Well, I actually only drafted one receiver this week. my first receiver, Doug pretty much nailed it. I think it's insane that FanDuel still has Eric Decker at $6,500. I think if fans knew what they were doing, they would see that value, and almost every single FanDuel player would take Eric Decker at $6,500. He is not only the numbers that Doug and Brennan just gave us, but he's part of this Broncos offense, and anybody who's seeing targets in this Broncos offense, I think, should at least be in the second, if not the top tier of receivers. So to see this guy kind of lumped in with the Dwayne Bowes and a few other guys of that caliber, I think it's a no-brainer. So I took Eric Decker at $6,500. The next guy I took, and this might be because I like to think I have a little bit of knowledge of my own team, I'm not that confident in the Patriots' pass defense without Aqib Talib right now. We also have Jerod Mayo out. And with all these things being said, I went with Brian Hartline, sort of as a possession receiver play. I think he'll swallow up some points that way. He's going to be covered by either Dante Hightower or Kyle Arrington, probably sort of in that slot-type role. And I think he's going to get some matchups that work well for him. And I think that he'll see a lot of passes. So I went with Brian Hartline. And my third receiver, not even close to the same level as Decker, but I also thought that this guy was good value at $5,500, I believe. I went with Steve Johnson, sort of a boring name.
Ooh.
But Steve Johnson at $5,500, playing against New Orleans. I think that they'll obviously be forced to pass a lot. And just the sheer volume of targets that he should see is the reason I went with Steve Johnson as my third receiver.
All right.
I like that Steve Johnson pick. I like that. I think that game can get out of hand quickly for the Bills,
mm-hmm.
and they'll be throwing a lot.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let me give you the top overall bargain. It goes Eric Decker, then Victor Cruz, then Pierre Garçon, based on what the experts are saying. As far as overall projected points, Calvin Johnson at 21, Jordy Nelson at 19.8, and then Dez Bryant at 19. My receivers, I started off with that Denver Broncos offense, and I went with Wes Welker. After watching that Colts game, Welker was... I felt like every time we needed to get bailed out of a situation, the only one who we went to was Welker. It was like, if you want a first down, throw it to Wes Welker. It was like,
he made
it was
some like a crazy catch.
It was like a third and 18, and he was like, I think he saw the shadow of the ball, and he was like, the ball must be right here, and just caught it. It was incredible. I think of Peyton Manning must trust that guy so much after that last game. Not last game. I mean, it's been ongoing, but I went with Eric
Decker in New England
in the expert league. Yeah, I just think he's just kind of knows where to be, and I've seen Eric Decker be in the right place and drop the ball. I've seen Dez be in the wrong place and the ball get thrown to the wrong, or get thrown far away from him. Welker is there every time and he catches it, even if it's just for 2 yards. So I went with Welker this week.
You know he's good.
Chris, what do you think? What were you thinking when he was making those crazy catches last week?
I just wish we had a guy like that on the Patriots.
No, you do.
Weren't you thinking, like, how did he drop that one Super Bowl?
Yeah. Oh. I always think that. I'll always hold that against him. I'll always hold that against him.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you
Chris holds the grudges.
You replace him with paper mache Medulla, so that's good.
That guy's awesome.
That's an automatic
pick. Paper mache Medulla is, I mean, I wouldn't say solid, but he's a good receiver.
I thought he died when he got hit that last game.
Do you know that our kick returner, Trinidad Holiday, got almost knocked out by the kicker that night? If the kicker would have hit Amendola like that, we probably wouldn't have the podcast because Chris would be at the ceremony, the eulogy.
So you went with Walker.
My next receiver is, I think, a little bit obvious, and I think a lot of people are going to have him this week. It's Jarrett Boykins. I'm not even sure if that's how you say his name, but
say things like that.
I know, you hate it when I say that. I never met a guy named Jarrett.
I think it's a pretty obvious pick, Jarrett Boykins.
Look, Jarrett Boykins is going to do great this week. Now he did awesome last week. He like there was that one play where even was getting tackled and stretched out for the touchdown. And of course everyone knows that Cobb and Jones are out and Finley went out in that same game. I expect him to be targeted very, very highly this game. So I went with Bukta as my second wide receiver. And then my third wide receiver is Terrence Williams. With Miles Austin out, Terrence Williams is stepped up for sure. I did a little bit of digging just to make sure, just to see kind of how he's been doing. In the last three games, he scored one touchdown in the last three games. He is, you know, we saw kind of how he did against Denver. He's a deep threat, and I think that Dez Bryant's going to draw most of the attention from the defense, so he has a chance to kind of have a big game. So I saved some money and went with Terrence Williams.
Brendan, can you spend some more time on your receivers? I don't think we've talked about them for a while.
Also, where did all your money go if those are your receivers? Did you spend $20,000 on your tight end?
I have the best kicker in the league. Listen, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Look, I'm happy with my team, all right? I'm happy with those receivers. I think that for good reason, they are going to score a lot of points.
I think Terrence Williams is a good pick.
Backfowl, Welker, and Williams are going to do great.
All right,
so the next is tight ends, and I'll give you the for tight end, if you want, at FanDuelManual.com, you can see the spreadsheet yourself, but the overall best bargains is Tony Gonzalez, Jordan Reed, had a big breakout week, and then Rob Gronkowski. The number one overall point projection are Rob Gronkowski number one, then Jimmy Graham, then Tony Gonzalez. Chris, you said last week, I have a gut feeling that Gronk is going to have a big game. You were right. I played him.
Well, When we found out that he was playing on Thursday, I believe, and as soon as we found out that he was playing, I just thought Brady was going to throw the ball to him all the time. I thought Gronk was going to do well. He kind of did. Yeah.
He did okay.
Is that what you were getting at?
No, I think he did very good. He missed He barely, like, inches away from catching that one at the end. If he would have caught that, it would have been a huge day.
Mm-hmm. Just so everyone, all of our listeners know, this is the part of the podcast where we spend 20 minutes on tight end.
No, let's go faster than tight end.
All right. So my first.
We need a song. We need a song for tight end. Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
I went with Rob Gronkowski.
worst song ever. What are you gonna do with that?
I went with Gronk because, like I said, I almost went with Brady, but I wanted at least some sort of that connection this week. And if Gronk was able to do that and have that, I think he had 19 targets and or some crazy number of targets. And I think once they calm down again on offense and figure it out, he will get a lot of targets still, but he'll get, you know, they'll throw him the ball when they should throw him the ball, not just all the time. And with that being said, I think that he will continue to increase production the more comfortable and healthier that he gets. So I don't know, Gronk, he's also a pretty good value right now. I think that if he produces this week, it'll probably be the last week that you see him anywhere but right next to Jimmy Graham in terms of dollars.
He's actually pretty close already to Jimmy Graham, but I totally agree. After what he did last week, he got 21.6 after one game. Like, his points per game is above, you know, above anybody else. And he's Tom Brady's most trusted weapon. I think it kind of opens up the game for New England, and at a home game against Miami, a division game, I love that pick.
Thank you.
Doug, who do you have?
I also wanted Gronkowski. I just did not have the money, but I think Gronkowski is going to be rock solid. I mean, his first week back, Brady was already going back to him a ton of times. I think they almost forced it to him too much last week, but he's going to be great for the rest of the year. I went with Jordan Reed of the Redskins. He's become RG3's safety valve. He's kind of a, you know, he's newer, but he, against the Broncos defense, I don't know what's going on with the Broncos defense, to be honest with you. They just seem to give up. People seem to be wide open. And it's scary to watch, but I think I almost picked Pierre Garçon and Jordan Reed because of that. But I went with Jordan Reed at 5,400. I think that he's going to have a solid game, and at $5,400, I don't think you can go wrong with it.
Plus, he's pretty hot right now.
Yeah.
In terms of production.
Oh, what? I thought you were talking about something else. No. For that same reason, the Broncos were, like, they had the most points scored against them on QBs, and I think it has a lot to do with the, I think it has a lot to do with that Dallas game, but just anybody who catches the ball has so much production against the Broncos. I almost went with RG3 because of that. I think Jordan Reed is a pretty obvious pick. He had a breakout week, and Mike Shanahan loves to feature the, kind of that, drag the tight end across the field and dump off if there's nothing else there. I decided to go with the number one best overall bargain and Tony Gonzalez for a second week in a row. He's at 5,600. He's projected at 17 points. He is playing against Arizona, which is the worst team against tight ends. So my pick is Tony Gonzalez. Now let's get into what everyone's been waiting for, the kickers.
Let's do kickers and D. I think last week you said kickers don't matter, let's just move on.
No, I didn't say that. I said no one cares about them.
Okay. Like ex-girlfriends.
They might. Their families might care about them.
Well, they're pillars of their own society, but as far as this is concerned, no one cares about kickers. All right, kickers and D, same time. Yeah, just go.
All right, I'm going to go with Matt Bryant. He's $5,000. Atlanta versus Arizona. It's indoors. I just think that Atlanta's going to score a lot of points against Arizona, and I went with that kicker. All right, next. I'm going with...
What about the other kickers?
No, no. We're doing kicker and D in one.
Hmm.
So, defense.
No, I don't like it either. I don't like it either. Chris, who's your...
All right, go, yeah. Take your time with the kickers.
All right. I went with David Akers from Detroit playing at...
Oh, wow, that's interesting. No one cared. I chose Dan Bailey.
All right, defenses.
Yeah, let's try defense.
I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. Went with David Akers.
All right, for defense, I think there's a lot of good options this week, but between 49ers, Seahawks, Chiefs, I didn't have a ton of money left, so I went with the Cincinnati Bengals. They're at home against the Jets. I don't think the Jets have one good week, then one bad week, one good week, then one terrible week, and I think it's time for one of their terrible weeks. I saw what the Patriots did in Cincinnati, and I do not think Geno Smith is going to fare any better. And I think they're going to have a lot of different turnovers and sacks and all that stuff. So I went with the Bengals.
Chris?
I watched Minnesota play football last Monday night. And I watched Antonio Freeman played the quarterback. And it was one of the worst things I've ever seen. So bad. So because of that, almost just by itself, I went with the Green Bay Packers. It's at Minnesota. I get that. I just think that Freeman is playing so terribly right now that turnovers will happen. And if they don't happen, there will be indecision and there will be sacks. The only thing that Minnesota can do is give the ball to Peterson and just hope that they can remain alive.
Yeah, I think. Well, I don't know if he's playing quarterback this weekend. I think he's hurt, so I think they're playing Ponder. But that's not.
Ponder knows the offense better.
Yeah, right.
Green Bay is a foolproof pick.
Yeah, I agree. Poor Adrian Peterson. I feel so bad for him.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for real. It's the Sanders thing all over again out of Detroit. Just so sad. I went with the Seattle Seahawks. I think everyone understands that they have a very dominant defense. They're playing against the St. Louis Rams with Sam Bradford out. Kellen Clemens, who I'm sure nobody is choosing this week in FanDuel.
Except for his father, Roger Clemens.
Great pitcher from the 80s. is that really his dad? It might be. None of his throwing skills translated.
It's not.
Either way, I think that Zach Stacy is going to be featured as the running back, and I feel like Kellen Clemens isn't really going to trick anybody with a play action. Like, oh, maybe I'm going to scramble. It's going to be brutal, I think. And the Seahawks are going to devastate Kellen Clemens and the Rams this week. So I did spend the money, $6,000. San Fran cost the most because of Jacksonville's poor performance. But the number one overall bargain is San Fran. The second is Seahawks. As far as points go, it's Kansas City is number one, and then San Fran is number two. Let's recap the teams real quick, and then let's do the steal of the week. So for me, my team, Kaepernick at QB, with Eddie Lacy and Knowshon Moreno as my running backs, Terrence Williams, Wes Welker, Jarrett Buckbox, Tony Gonzalez, Dan Bailey, and the Seattle Seahawks. Chris, break down your team for us real quick.
Yeah, Mike Vick, quarterback. Running backs, Reggie Bush and Frank Gore. Receivers, Eric Decker, Brian Hartline, Steve Johnson. Tight end, Rob Gronkowski. Kicker defense was David Akers and Green Bay Packers.
All right. For quarterback, I had Drew Brees. Running backs, Eddie Lacy and Frank Gore. Wide receivers, Golden Tate, Eric Decker and Dez Bryant, tight end Jordan Reed, kicker Matt Bryant, and defense Cincinnati Bengals.
All right. Let's do it. The player that you've got to put on your team, that must roster, man of steel, the player that is the best bargain overall, who is your holy steal of the week?
And it's crazy, they're selling Steven Jackson for $7,000. That one's a no-go. I think I will spend $3,000 less and pick up Marino. Decker is cheap, Welker is steep, Jordy goes deep, Lambo leap. Talking about that FanDuel manual, holy steal.
So I just want to make sure online on our website it's the lock of the week, and then we always talk about the holy steal. So is it steal or lock?
The only reason it's holy steal is because Mark Morielli, when I told him we were doing, I said man of steel, and he was like, "What if I do the song Holy Grail and I switch it?" So we just call it holy steal now. It's the same thing. I mean, it all is the same. It's that player that you feel is somebody you've got to put on your roster, or is too good of a bargain to pass up.
Okay,
whatever,
I think we can have some plays on that.
Yeah.
Yep. So the steal that I'm going to do this week is Jordan Reed, tight end of the Redskins, for $5,400. I think he's going to be one of the top tight ends going against that Broncos defense, and he's still a little unknown, but I think big things are to come. RG3 likes him, and that offense seems to throw a lot, so Jordan Reed is my steal of the week.
All right, before we move on, I have to ask, Doug, as somebody who was there with me in 97 and 98, watching Mike Shanahan lead the Denver Broncos to two Super Bowl victories back-to-back, him coming back to Denver, like, what do you think is going to happen in this game? Do you feel like, how do you feel this game is going to go? Do you think it's going to be a high-scoring affair? Do you feel like Shanahan's going to put together a monster game plan? Do you think? What are your thoughts?
I don't think there's really much of an impact to Shanahan coming back. First of all, he kind of went out on a bad note. They had tough seasons. And then it's been, you know, four seasons since he's come back. It's not like Manning, who did great and came back then, like the following or next year.
Right.
It's been enough time to where they will, you know, they're going to do the highlight thing like they did for Manning.
You think?
But it's not, they said they're going to do the same kind of thing that they did for Manning for Shanahan before the game, but I don't think it plays really any of an impact in the game.
Okay.
It's also a good mind. Shanahan hasn't done a damn thing since he left you guys.
True.
Chris, who's your holy steal? Or lock of the week?
I'm going to take the easy way out here. I want to mention two guys, but then choose one of them. I think Frank Gore and Eric Decker are both great plays this week for the money. But I think the obvious, incredible value, like I mentioned earlier, is Eric Decker. I would advise all of our listeners to snatch up Eric Decker at $6,500.
Okay. Yeah, I really can't argue with that. I got him last week. Peyton Manning has a way of spreading the ball around. Doug, you surprised me with that stat about him. Was it Doug? Is that you said that he had the most overall yards?
He has the second receiving yards in the league, and he leads the Broncos in yards. He also leads the Broncos in targets.
You know, he doesn't lead the Broncos in his touchdowns. But
well, he's up there.
Pretty incredible still. All right, so my steal of the week, my steal is going to, I think I'm going to have to go, I mean, from a bargain standpoint, it's $6,000, Terrence Williams in that game against Detroit. I really do feel that Detroit is susceptible against the deep threat, and everybody is probably more concerned about Dez Bryant than they are Terrence Williams. Miles Austin's, he's there's a chance that he might play, but he's had problems with his hamstring all year. And like I said, he scored a touchdown in each of the last three games. I think he's just,
gaining more and more trust, and I think he's going to be more and more involved in the offense. So my steal is Terrence Williams. That's it, man. That's it for us. I do want to recap and say again that I won the 55K Expert League out of 10 of us. There was my brother was in it, and he wanted to get some props on this podcast, but I'm not going to name him by name.
But we should at least say, you know, whoever Bravo was, they got second place. I got third place. Lady 49er came in at fourth place. Darkman Shady was in fifth place. And then in tenth place, Bustin' Yo Ass at 61 points. needs to really rethink their, they need to rethink their life.
He was up at the top, like, early. I think all of his players were, like, early starts, because I remember I was like, oh, God, I hope I don't have to say Bustin' Yo Ass beat us all. And then luckily my brother, he took a lead, and I was like, look, just take it easy. There's more to come. And it worked out. Honestly, it's amazing to me with everything that happened, like the fact that my team, my 55K team scored more than Doug's team that he talked about last week.
Oh boy, here we go.
I think Nick Foles kind of did us in, but it just goes to show, like, it doesn't always matter. You don't always have to spend every last penny. Like, it doesn't really, if you have, like Chris said at the beginning, if you have $500 left over and you like your team, stick with it.
Yeah, and I think we'll do another contest on the website again, FanDuelManual.com. I'll put that up there tomorrow, and we might even do 20 teams because we had 10 fill up pretty quickly. In fact, so quickly that Chris couldn't even get in, so we might be 20 this.
The hell was that? All right.
I'm glad my team would have not done well. So this week, everyone, let's get back to normal, huh?
All right, that's it, man. Have a good night.
All right. See you guys.
Yo. Bye. It's Marky Mark here. This is the FanDuel Manual. When I was in third grade, I thought football was lame, until I saw Elway throw a long bomb on Sunday. Then it really grew on me, started playing fantasy, realized Adam Schefter was the man of my dreams. Some X's and O's, that's what we are slinging. Football knowledge is what we are bringing. Rodgers at quarterback, the Niners on D. McCoy is your tailback and Gronk at TE. Make sure you check your matchups, those can get tricky. Start any wideout playing Oakland or Philly. Now sit back, relax, focus and listen. The FanDuel Manual, three men on a mission, yeah.